This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Four Republicans voted with House Democrats Tuesday to approve a resolution condemning remarks made by President Donald Trump that they deemed racist about minority Democratic congresswomen. The House resolution said Trump's comments, quote, have legitimized and increased fear and hatred of new Americans and people of color. Before the vote, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called for the chamber to unite in expressing its disapproval. The majority of Republicans rejected the resolution. One congressman said it does a disservice to the nation. Pirates have attacked a ship off the coast of Nigeria and abducted 10 sailors from the Turkish cargo vessel. Another 8 sailors remained on board the ship, which is now in a harbor in Ghana. The Turkish shipping company said its vessel was sailing without any freight from Cameroon to the Ivory Coast when it was attacked in the Gulf of Guinea. The International Maritime Bureau says the Gulf of Guinea is home to 73% of the world's kidnappings at sea. Armed pirates kidnapped 27 crew members off the West Coast in the first half of 2019, compared with 25 in the same period in 2018. U.S. authorities said Tuesday they have arrested former Peruvian President Alejandro Toledo on a Peruvian warrant for corruption charges, which he denies. U.S. Marshals arrested Toledo in California, where he was a visiting scholar at Stanford University. He is expected to appear at an extradition hearing later this week. Prosecutors accused Toledo of taking a $20 million bribe from a Brazilian construction company in exchange for a government contract to build a highway between Peru and Brazil. Toledo has denied the charges. He was Peru's president from 2001 until 2006. From Washington, this is VOA News. Events in Florida and Washington, D.C. kicked off observances marking the 50th anniversary of the historic Apollo 11 missions to the moon. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
Apollo 11 astronaut Michael Collins was alone in lunar orbit in the command module when Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin were on the surface of the moon. He says there was no need for them to talk about what would happen if the two got stranded.
We weren't that stupid. We knew darn well if they couldn't get off from the moon, they were dead men.
Flight director Gary Griffin says he was too busy to think about the history being made.
Should have thought about it, but I didn't have time.
And in Huntsville, Alabama, where the Saturn V rocket was made.
Three,
5,000 small rockets firing at once to mark the liftoff of Apollo 11. I'm Tim McGuire.
President Donald Trump says Iran cannot test ballistic missiles that the U.S. sees as vehicles to carry nuclear bombs. Trump made the comment while speaking with reporters Tuesday at the White House. He said he believes Iran must not develop a nuclear weapon or test ballistic missiles. A U.N. Security Council resolution that endorsed Iran's 2015 deal with world powers called upon, rather than obligated, Iran to refrain from testing missiles capable of carrying nuclear warheads. Tehran has long said its nuclear ambitions are peaceful and its missiles are defensive in nature. Greek authorities have charged a suspect in the slaying of an American scientist on the island of Crete. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Police on Crete say that a 27-year-old man will be charged with murder in the slaying of scientist Suzanne Eaton, whose body was found last week in a tunnel once used as a storage site during World War II. The man, who is from the island, had confessed to the violent criminal act, while a second man has been detained for questioning as an alleged accomplice. Eaton, a molecular biologist, was attending a conference near the port of Hania and was last seen on July 2, when her relatives said they believed she'd gone for a run. Her body was found 6 days later after an extensive search. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
North Korea has criticized U.S. plans to hold a joint military exercise next month with South Korea, suggesting the drills could negatively impact upcoming working-level nuclear talks with Washington. North Korea's foreign ministry says the exercise violates an agreement reached last year by Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un in Singapore. Retired U.S. Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens, who joined the court as a conservative but became its most outspoken liberal, died Tuesday at 99. Stevens has suffered a stroke one day earlier. When he retired in 2010 at the age of 90, Stevens was the second oldest and second longest serving justice in the court's history. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
The Voice of America. The Voice of America, VOA 1.